12 WEOL. You're listening to The Morning Show. Les Sakelly filling in for Bruce Van Dyke today, tomorrow, all to the end of the week. Something very, very special coming up on August 11th and August 12th. That is this weekend, of course. It is Lorain County's Fill the Bus campaign. And here in the studio, we have a couple folks to talk about that, talk to us about that. We have Tim Gates and Brenda Walsh. They are from H&R Block. And they are some of the folks who are behind the Fill the Bus campaign. Folks, welcome to The Morning Show. It's great to have you in the studio.
Good morning.
All right, so Brenda claims she is not going to say anything this entire interview. Say absolutely nothing. So we're going to put her to the test and see if that actually happens. That was Tim, by the way. Tim, it's good to have you. Tell us, in a nutshell, what is the Fill the Bus campaign?
The Fill the Bus campaign is designed to help children with school supplies who are underprivileged that would otherwise go to school and not have the necessary supplies they need in order to have the rounded education that we all would hope and desire them to have.
So, I mean, is it literally what it sounds like? People have the opportunity to fill a bus with school supplies.
It's exactly what it is. It's exactly what it is. And we've been blessed over the last several years. This, we're in our fifth year this year. Going back 5 years ago, Brenda deserves all the credit for starting this program out of the kindness of her heart, looking out for the children of Lorain County. The first year, roughly 500 kids benefited from the hard work and efforts of Brenda and the other other members of the H&R Block team and all the sponsors that helped us out. Last year, rose the up to 4,000 children within Lorain County that benefited from it. And we're hoping this year to make it even bigger.
Now, is this a school bus? What kind of a bus are we talking here?
Yes, we use a school bus, and we try to fill it up to its capacity. And then at the end of the collection, then we take and put all the school supplies in backpacks, and then we take them out and deliver them to the schools. And they will actually give them to the children who are in need.
Talking to Tim Gates this morning, Brenda Walsh is also in the studio. We were talking about the Fill the Bus campaign going on here in Lorain County. It's going to be happening August 11th and August 12th. Now, what are the locations where the bus is going to be?
On the 11th, we'll be at the Elyria Big Lots, and then on the 12th, we'll be at the Walmart on Route 57.
11 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days. What sort of supplies specifically are we looking for?
There's a long list, but backpacks, book covers, colored pencils, crayons, hand sanitizer, highlighters, index cards, lunch boxes, markers, notebook paper, pens, pencils, the cases that go with them, spiral notebooks, two pocket folders, rulers, glue, calculators, scissors, three-ring binders, those type of items. And if you want me to repeat those, get your pens and paper out, and I'll say them again real quick for you.
And again, no items are turned away. There's never enough of any one of these things. Am I correct?
That is correct. And if people don't want to donate supplies, we do accept cash donations, or we can accept checks as long as they're made out to the, the Elyria... the Educational Service Center for Lorain County.
Worst comes to worst, somebody brings their checkbook, somebody will be there on hand to kind of guide them through, give it to this, write it out to this person, and so on. Now, the other thing I wanted to ask you about is, once you have everything collected, how do you decide who gets what supplies and or how are they distributed?
A lot of that is a joint venture between us and the Educational Service Center of Lorain County and the schools themselves. They actually point us in the direction of what the children require based on what grade they're in, and then we respond off of that.
And there's no minimum or no maximum, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, anybody can basically donate what they feel is necessary. Is there anything that maybe you get more of that, if you're on the fence, you're not quite sure what to do, rather than get this, maybe you might want to lean toward these things, if you understand my question?
I do understand. And again, we're going to accept whatever anybody's willing to give us. It's all going to what I consider to be the greatest gift we can do, which is giving to children and improving the education that they're receiving. So at this point, anything anybody's willing to give, we're going to take, and we're going to make sure it gets put to good use.
And where did I love this idea of filling the bus. Where did this idea originally come from? Why a bus? Great idea, by the way, whoever came up with it.
Because it's tied with the school, the concept of going to school.
Brenda says, I knew we'd get her to say something. Brenda, come on up to the mic. Seriously, you deserve so much credit because just as Tim was saying, I mean, this was kind of your baby. You know, this was started out of the kindness of your heart. So at least we could do is hear a little bit of something. Where did you get the idea for Fill the Bus?
5 years ago, somebody approached me to donate money for Stuff the Bus in Cleveland. And that's where I ran with it because there's children in Lorain County that also need supplies like Cleveland. So that's when it started, when I was approached to donate for Stuff the Bus in Cleveland.
Now, what sort of feedback do you get from folks who come to the bus and actually donate?
A lot of good feedback.
I would think so, because some of us just take for granted, hey, it's the first day of school, let's go out and get the supplies. But some folks, a notebook here, a notebook there, it does start to add up. And then some of these supplies, I was joking earlier, my son has to get this calculator, it's about $80. This stuff really adds up, and not everybody can just whip out their checkbook or their credit card and pay for their stuff, especially if you're on a budget.
Right. United Way helps us a lot with their. And they join in with us, and we use their supplies also for the children of Lorain County.
Have you guys seen this program grow over the years?
Yes, very much so.
Okay, and it's basically just spread through word of mouth. Mm-hmm. Well, once again, it's going to be taking place this weekend, August 11th and August 12th. August 11th, Elyria Big Lots. That's at 1020 East Broad Street, Elyria, in case you don't know, 11 p.m. to 5 p.m. And August 12th at the Elyria Walmart in Chestnut Commons, again, 11 a.m. To 5 p.m. Okay, so I have to ask, you guys work at H&R Block. Just out of curiosity, I've always wanted to ask one of you guys this. Do people come up to you and say, well, you guys work at H&R Block. From April 16th to the beginning of the year, you guys do nothing. Do people actually think that?
Yes. Yes, they do. And actually, believe it or not, we're almost as busy outside of the true tax filing season as we are. This time of year, we're just as busy as we are during the tax season.
I was never one of those people. I know that you're busy. Trust me. Now, you guys are not the only ones involved. There's a lot of other folks who are involved in this, too. Who are some of them?
One Main Financial, Signs and Chips, United Way, obviously, Lormet Community, Weed Pro, Anytime Fitness. Look at the list here. Invest Elyria, and the school employees of Lorain County.
You don't have to whisper. It's okay.
Yeah, go ahead, Brian.
Brenda, come on up to the mic. Okay.
Nick's Restaurant.
Nick's Restaurant as well. So there's quite a few organizations that partner up with us in this venture.
Well, guys, it was wonderful to have you in the studio. Is there a website or a place people can go online to maybe get more information, just in case they missed any of this that we're talking about?
Yes, sir. The Educational Service Center of Lorain County, they can go to their website and they can pull a good bit of data on this.
Well, that's okay. This is going on this weekend, August 11th and August 12th. August 11th, Elyria Big Lots. August 12th, Elyria Walmart. Tim and Brenda from H&R Block, thank you so much. We've been talking about the Fill the Bus campaign. You guys have a great day. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you.
Take care.